Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife Bev on this 8th day of July.
And a sensational Saturday.
Yes.
We're going to use our do not fear from Deuteronomy 31:6.
Yes.
31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you."
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's a good word, baby.
That is a good word. Hallelujah.
On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 ways to encourage yourself.
I like that.
Me too.
Praise his name.
I was meditating early one morning, and the Lord said to me, encouraging others is the key to having unfulfilled promises fulfilled.
Wow.
Next, he brought 1 Thessalonians 5:11,
mm-hmm.
5:11, New International Version, which says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, just as in fact you are doing." Wow.
Hallelujah.
As we you and I talked about this, our spirits were stirred, especially when we read the Message Bible translation of 1 Thessalonians 5:11, which says, "Build so you'll be all together in this. No one left out. No one left behind. I know you're already doing this. Just keep on doing it."
Hallelujah.
As we were reading this, God immediately and specifically drew our attention to the phrase, "no one left out and no one left behind." It's clear that many who want to prosper or have their promises fulfilled have the wrong focus. Instead of keeping their eyes on God and those he wants us to bless and prosper, they focus on themselves and their own needs. We need to always remember Ephesians 6:8. "Whatever good thing you cause to happen to someone else, God will do for you." Now, that'll get you fired up.
Yes, it will.
And even more so when you read verses like Hebrews 3:13.
That's right.
3:13, New International Version. "But encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." I want to say that again. Actually, we're going to read the Word of God where it says, encourage one another daily.
Mm.
How do you build one another up? Here are 7 keys you can use in encouraging yourself and building others up.
That's right. First, we need to encourage ourselves because we can't encourage others unless we are encouraged, right?
That's true.
So what's the best way to encourage yourself? For one thing, reading the right books is important, like the Word of God first. Making the right confessions is very helpful. Memorizing the right quotations will stir your faith, and that can help you out. Listening to the right, CDs, MP3s, whatever empowers you. All of these things are good. However, the most important thing that we can do is encourage ourselves in the Lord and know how to when things go south. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6 says this, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him." These are his own people, by the way. "Because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God."
Yes.
Men can let you down, but God
never will.
Will be there to strengthen you.
Yes.
David and his men had returned home from a battle to find their families had been kidnapped, their valuable possessions stolen, and everything had been burned to the ground. Needless to say, he was not having a good day. But then things went from bad to worse. His men were so grieved, they talked about stoning him to death. For there to exist that kind of anger against David, their leader, things were really bad to worse. In the midst of such adversity and personal grief, David knew there was only one thing to do. After all, his wives and his possessions were taken too. Only one thing that could bring him out, one thing that could sharpen his perspective to see things the way he had to see them. One thing that would bring victory in a very desperate, distressing, and depressing situation. He knew it was time to encourage himself in the Lord by speaking what he knew to be true that God promised. When we're going through hell, let's just face it, the only source of peace and deliverance is through encouraging ourselves in the one that can turn things around. And maybe I should put it this way, the only one who's going to really turn things around. And I mean, he can do it just like that.
Like that. Second, encourage and build each other up in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Whoa.
Jude 1:20, New Living Translation. But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Think about that.
I mean it.
There's praying.
Prayer.
And then
praying
there's praying
tongues.
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's it. Third, encourage and build up others by your service. Hey, works without, you know, I mean, faith without works is dead, right? 2 Chronicles 35:2 said, and he set the priests in their charges and encouraged them in the service of the house of the Lord. The scripture is clear that we're to build up each other in the house of the Lord. In other words, our fellow church members. In Romans 14:19, New Living Translation, it says, so then let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up.
Wow. Fourth, encourage and build up others in their work. If it's within your power, always say an encouraging word to a friend, a co-worker, and yes, even a supervisor. Isaiah 41:7, New Living Translation. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that right.
You know, even supervisors, believe it or not, sometimes the reason they're, well, not so happy is because nobody seems to be on their side.
That's it.
Fifth, encourage and build up those you're working with to their maximum potential.
Let me say this too.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a supervisor who's not a nice person, that's a good reason.
Yes.
For you to encourage them.
Yes.
And just let the love of God flow through you.
Really, and you know, workers, and I understand the position, and sometimes people are not so kind, but when supervisors are not backed up by the people who are, you know, doing the job that they're supposed to in order to help the supervisor get his job done, so
that's
to speak,
right.
That can really put them into a swirl that takes them down further, but we have a chance to help them get out of that.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes just a word of encouragement.
Yes.
Fifth, encourage and build up those you're working with to maximize their potential. Deuteronomy 1:38, New International Version. Deuteronomy 1:38 says, but your assistant Joshua, son of Nun, will enter it. Encourage him because he will lead Israel to inherit it. Even great leaders have to be reminded to encourage and build up the people who work with them. Deuteronomy 3:28, New International Version says this, but commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead this people across and will cause them to inherit the land that you will see.
Wow. Six, encourage yourself and build up others to do the things that he has called you to do. Isaiah 1:17, New International Version. Learn to do right, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow.
Mm. And seventh, encourage and build up others by your giving. 2 Chronicles 31:4 says, moreover, he commanded the people that dwelled in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord. Galatians 6:7 says that whatever you sow, that and that only is what you will reap. So you can sow a lot of smiles and you can reap some smiles. A lot of times people need to smile. You can sow a kind word and reap kind words. You can sow money and you'll reap money. Everything reproduces after its own kind. If you need a financial harvest, This is a great morning to sow a Holy Spirit-directed seed. And as I always like to say, seed left in the barn is not going to produce a harvest in the field. So, if you want to, as we end usually these days, say you can go to haroldherring.com and click on Sow a Seed. Make your confession today. Today, God, you will allow me to be an encouragement to everybody I meet. Hallelujah. Just do what God says. That's all we ever ask.
Hallelujah. Say that again.
I said, just do what he says.
No.
That's all. Oh, you mean today, God will allow you to let's everybody say it. Today, God will allow me to be an encouragement
to everybody
I meet. Hallelujah.
You know, honey, I was something you said just a little earlier. Sow a smile, reap smiles. Sow a kind word, reap kind words.
Yes.
Sow money, you'll reap money. Everything reproduces after its own kind.
Think of that. What do you want to see a harvest of? Then sow it.
And you may not feel like sowing a smile or a kind word, but if you do, what you sow, you're going to reap.
Yes.
And that'll help turn your day around.
Yes. Be kind to one another. If you need some kindness right now, be kind to somebody else.
Be kind to somebody else. And just sow something pure, positive, and powerful into their life, and you will reap the same.
I remember such a very profound statement that says, hurt people hurt people.
That's true.
And that is so true. When people have been hurt, they hurt others. We need to turn that around by sowing kindness and compassion to
them. We do.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a great word for Saturday and every holiday.
Yes, it is.
If you're blessed by the teaching of the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God, what seed did have you sown? Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.